Chobani Yogurt has broken the norm of American companies with its parental leave policy. The Greek yogurt giant offers 6 paid weeks of leave for all employees. That includes dads and moms who have recently given birth, adopted, or fostered a child. Thousands of workers at the Twin Falls Chobani plant are now receiving parental leave benefits not provided to a lot of Idahoans. Some states, including California and now Washington, have approved legislation mandating paid family leave for new parents. Here in our state, though, no such policy. Even unpaid leave is inaccessible for 71% of Idaho workers. That's according to the National Partnership for Women and Families. Chobani says they want to support their employees during the crucial first weeks of welcoming a new child. Joining us now is Grace Zunsick. She is Senior Vice President of People at Chobani. Grace was a key advisor in developing the family leave policy. She joins us on the phone. Thank you so much, Grace, for joining us today. Appreciate your time.
Of course. Thanks, Gemma, for having me.
Grace, this policy was actually enacted last January of last year. So you've had this in place for about a year. How has it been going?
It's been going great. I think, Gemma, the biggest takeaway for us is just the statement that is sent to our employees when you do something like this. It demonstrates to employees both in Twin Falls and our other employees outside of the state of Idaho that the company has a real commitment to family. And we've seen our younger employees who are in those child-rearing years taking advantage of the policy. And we've seen families that are in a later part of life that are looking at foster child opportunities or adoption taking advantage of the policy as well. So they're the people that have benefited from the actual leave. But then there's the optics of what the company stands for that has really helped us hone in on the mission and the purpose of what this has all been about.
And why do you think that even after a year, it's making headlines again? Because we're only talking about 6 weeks.
I know. I ask myself the same question. And then I realize as I do my research and I talk to other leaders in the HR field that a lot of companies haven't done much yet, or they're being responsive to what's happening at the state level, as your introductory remarks explained. So it's still a conversation. You know, there are companies that are out there that are doing a lot in this area. Depending on the industry that you're in, you'll see, even more than the 6 weeks that we're offering in manufacturing is very distinctive, but in other industries, you'll see different things. And I think that not everybody's getting the same sort of experience, right? So companies have been very progressive. Some states have been very progressive, but other areas of the country that haven't been, their employees are being vocal and wondering and asking questions. And I think that's why it's still very much a part of the national dialogue.
And let's talk Twin Falls and the plant in Twin Falls.
Yeah.
A lot of these are hourly workers, hourly employees,
right.
and they are getting this opportunity. Yeah. And we know as a fact that doesn't happen in a lot of places when you are an hourly employee versus, someone that is, salaried or something like that. Is that part of
right.
the mission of Chobani? It seems like a real equality issue.
It is. It's very much a part of our core philosophy as a business. I think what's interesting is if you look at back how companies have implemented different forms of parental leave, sometimes they'll say, well, we'll do 6 weeks, 75% pay, but we're just going to offer it to corporate. Or we'll do primary caregiver and secondary caregiver, and we'll think the dads will be secondary. They'll take 2 weeks. Moms can get more weeks. But what we decided to do is we should give everybody the same thing. It'll help us in standing behind a position that dads and moms play equal roles in the household, that whether or not you're a corporate executive or you're an hourly employee, those initial weeks with, the new member of your family are equally important, despite your income level or where you come from. It's very core to Chobani's philosophy, but I think you'll start to see that as companies get into this area, they're going to adopt similar programs to achieve on that objective.
And when we look at other countries, like let's say take Germany, for example,
right.
we're talking upwards of 1 to 2 years of leave. I think that's far in the future for the United States. But is this a small step to get us in a place where this is something that's normal and expected versus when a company gives 6 weeks of paid leave, it makes national headlines?
I think so. As more companies do this and more Americans, participate in the plan or they understand the optics of the plan as employees, if they choose not to have children or bring children into the family unit, I think we'll move in that direction. It's interesting. I think that it was the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation recently came out and was testing this one-year model and this idea. And for companies, it'll be a change. You know, you have to backfill positions. You have to think about what it's like for that person when they leave the workforce for that long and they're coming back. Are they coming back into the same position they had or going to take a new kind of role on? But look, these are challenges that are worth figuring out. And I think that we'll start to see small steps. I don't know if in America we'll see the year, but I think we'll see a lot of companies embracing some sort of leave and something that's more generous beyond, you know, a two-week period.
We're speaking with Greg Zunzik from Chobani about the yogurt company's new parental leave policy. We'd like to hear from you. Do you have questions about this or comments? You can always email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu, tweet us, KBSX915, hashtag Idaho Matters, or get onto Facebook at Boise State Public Radio. Grace, I wanted to get back to the idea of who can take this, because there are arguments about, well, some people choose not to have children, some people can't have children, and this is a special policy. How do you respond to something like that?
Well, it's important because we want to, in the spirit of equality, in the spirit of what this is all about, you have to think about people that aren't having children and they're making that choice. So we are looking at different models where people can take leave, extended PTO. We've been exploring the idea of a sabbatical leave and just some dialogue there at the company. But it's true. I mean, I think that people get behind this and they say, well, that's wonderful if you're a parent, but what other benefits are you offering me as an employee that's not? Of course, as you look at everything we do across the company, you know, our 401k profit sharing plan with a match, if it's Chobani shares, other things that we've been doing, we've been doubling down just on our benefits generally to stay competitive and to stay distinctive with our peers. But it's certainly something that's come up. For those that are in the plan, I think in addition to giving the same access to this parental leave to the hourlies as we do the corporate folks, one of the things that's been super helpful for us is that the temporary service that you might have with the company counts towards the requirement of time to participate in Chobani parental leave. And those things have been good to try to broaden out how we think about who can have access to the benefit.
Now that you've had this policy in place for a little more than a year, have you heard from other organizations? Have you had any feedback?
Yes, we have. Largely manufacturing, because it's uncommon in manufacturing and you see it in different industries. And some conversation, too, with companies that initially started with what I had mentioned, that primary and secondary caregiver, not giving everybody the same allotment of time and how to go back and change that. The other thing that you're seeing is that for some companies that have had legacy plans, they weren't paid out at 100% for paid leave. They were paid out at 75%, maybe 80%, maybe less. And how do you move it up? How do you budget for that and think and plan? So there has been a lot more dialogue and more outreach with us, too, with questions around how we structured our plan.
I'd like to get back to the idea of this is not just for, you know, moms and dads, but it's if you've given birth, if you've adopted, or if you're fostering a child. Within my own family, we have adoption. There have been foster children within my family, my brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews. And I am really pleasantly astounded by the idea of fostering a child, because there is so much integration that has to happen.
Yes.
when you foster, I think, versus even having a newborn or even adopting a newborn. Why did you put foster in there? And then I have a question after that about that.
Sure. Well, in the communities where we are, there are a lot of children that need foster parents. And, you know, when you think about the children in this country that, you know, that need to be placed in good families that care, that have the financial ability and the, you know, emotional ability to take in new members of their family, it's something that is very aligned with Chobani's values. It wasn't really much of a dialogue around it. It just felt like the right thing to do. You said we thought about all the different ways that young people enter the family unit. How can we think about covering all those scenarios? And, you know, the foster child addition was just a natural placement in the plan.
And when you put that plan in place with foster children, does it change based on age? What I mean by that is, do you get the full 6 weeks, you know, with a newborn, whether that newborn is adopted or you've given birth to that newborn or fostered versus someone coming to you and saying, we're going to foster a 15-year-old child.
You'd still get it in the first year. And in fact, it's interesting that 15-year-old child, you know, you're going to face certain developmental challenges will be different, but it will be similar to having that newborn in your arms, right? You're bringing a new creature into the family, and there's learning there. There's need to spend time together to create that bond. And that bond, actually the complexities around having a 15-year-old versus a newborn are really different. And so we acknowledge that as well under the plan.
And what are your employees having to say about this new plan? I can't imagine them being against it.
No, they're for it. I mean, I think what's fun is we're creating a family at Chimani. I mean, we always talk about how there's this family culture and how we work together, how we treat each other, a caring culture. And when someone on your team has their first child or their second child, you're happy for them. Now it's a celebration, and there's then planning because you know that parental leave's coming. You know when the baby's coming. There's planning to make sure that that person feels like they can really disconnect and they can really leave, and it's organized. But there's more of a celebration around family, and it plays to the spirit of the company, and it's been really positive for our employees.
And one last question. Am I right in understanding that the founder of Chobani is actually on family paid leave right
is.
Now?
He is. I say the example starts from the top, and it has been really wonderful to see him take advantage of the policy and to appreciate how valuable it is to our employees by enjoying it himself. So we are so pleased that Hamdi made that decision and has set, as I said, such a great example for our employees here at the company.
Well, I appreciate your time today in talking about this. Thank you so much, Grace.
Thank you, Gemma.
We've been talking with Chobani's Vice President of People, Grace Zunsick. Thank you so much for joining us.